okay. Oh.
It's been the last though in your pocket.
Listening to On Regular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of On Regular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to On Regular Radio.
Check testing. OnRegularRadio.com, Boston's best online radio.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. Got a lot of stuff going on today in the studio. I'm joined right now by my lovely friend, Jess.
Hi.
Jess is here.
Right now, it's actually just me and Jess.
Yeah, just for now, though.
Just two people strange ladies.
Yeah.
Two strange broads.
But we're strange enough for three, I suppose.
We got enough strange between us to make up for. Yep.
So, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I had my first day back at school today.
How was it?
It's, tiring. I've got a coffee. I haven't had a coffee in probably a month now.
Coffee definitely is a lifesaver on some days.
Mm-hmm. Especially when I have to start waking up and doing things and, you know,
which
learning.
Sucks.
Learning
is good. Waking up is not.
But like I said, this is my favorite part of Mondays, as always.
Absolutely. I love Mondays.
Here. Mondays, yeah. Monday used to be the shittiest day of the week.
Yeah.
Because the weekend's over, you know, it's time to get your own everything back where it should be, you know, get ready for your upcoming week of work. And
but this is a good transition of, like, you know, doing something responsible while having fun with your fucking friends.
Exactly.
So, like, it's a good transition into the week, I think.
I pretty much have the coolest job.
Absolutely.
Ever.
We know the best people in the whole state, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't already know us, you do want to know us. We're kind of awesome.
Yeah, dude, we're pretty fucking awesome, dude.
We have the most awesome fans, too. Like, especially our I'm getting instant feedback from Cookie saying she's going to be the naked listener today.
Oh, Cookie, I love you.
We love you always, Cookie. Cookie's our number one fan.
Absolutely. I miss you. Please come back soon.
She will. We gotta get her.
Yeah.
I'd like to make Cookie an honorary strange woman someday.
She already
when we get
is.
Her back in.
We love her.
We have to make it official. We'll give a ceremony.
Yes. Ceremonies are fun.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was my roommate's birthday on Friday. So Saturday morning, 11 of us drove up to Maine to go snow tubing.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was fun.
I haven't gone tubing in so long. Where?
I'd never been tubing. It was in Windham, Maine, called Seacoast Fun Park.
Nice.
It was fun.
Oh my god.
I mean, the first night we got up there, like, we got to the place pretty late because there was a lot of shit happening.
Yep.
And like, we're the next people in line, and all of a sudden they're like, "Sorry guys, we're sold out of tubes." And we're like, "We just drove 5 fucking hours, dude.
Give
really?
Us a goddamn tube."
Yeah, we were so pissed. But we ended up just like going to get liquor that night, and like, I tried Four Loko for the first time that night.
Oh god.
And just like got mad pizzas and like went back to the motel and like just drank.
Nice. So you didn't actually get to go tubing?
Hold on.
Okay.
And the next morning we woke up at like 9 in the morning.
Jesus,
and decided
that's enough.
To go when they opened.
Yeah.
So we did end up snow tubing, but I made the mistake of chugging my last Four Loko before I went snow tubing. That was bad.
What color was your vomit?
I didn't.
Okay.
I wanted to. Oh, my God. But there were so many children, I couldn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. That was it. What about you? How was your weekend?
Oh, my God. What did I do this weekend? Friday, I don't remember. I went to the Rosebud. That's what I did.
I love the Rosebud.
When our friend Casey is also and joined us in the room. She was at the Rosebud too. We hung out. Dave Crespo's after party played.
I love Decap.
Dude, they were so good.
That was a great show.
It was fantastic. I got to play around with the big kid camera too, the DSLR. So nice. I've got some photos that I'm going to be posting up later today after the show and
nice.
Of Decap and you know random shit that I do when I go. You know, Jackie ADD photos.
I enjoyed the bathroom.
Yeah,
I enjoyed going through the bathroom montage.
It wasn't bad. I tried to get creative, but not very good.
There were some good photos there.
They're a little awkward.
I enjoyed drunk Jackie. Plants.
Yeah, it's very burgeoning art school.
I'm not in art school, luckily.
No, I didn't say you were in art school. I said your photos look like you're in art school.
I know, taking pictures of random ass shit. God help me. So that was Friday. No, that was a good time. I had a great time. The Rosebud in Somerville is a venue that's located behind a really old-fashioned diner.
And it's a great bar.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere, great people, great bartenders.
Yeah, they've made some pretty drastic changes since the booking rollover last summer. They took out a pool table. They did a dartboard up.
Yep.
They took out some of the dime tables. They moved the booths around. There's tons more room to stand around and dance or dance.
Yes, there was a lot of people getting their groove on actually at this show.
Yeah.
Like hardcore grooving.
There's some serious ass moving.
Yep, there was
serious ass moving. I'm not even kidding. It was crazy pants.
I don't even remember. There were so many good bands that night. I don't remember everybody specifically, but there were, oh my God, I had a good time.
Yeah, Crooked Coast, I would say, definitely wins the band to throw your panties at award.
Nice.
For the weekend. I saw probably about 9 bands play.
What do they sound like?
They are sort of a mellow rock funk situation. Like, they started, like, it's kind of a jam band feel. They came on, they played for probably the first 15 minutes of their set, like, just really low-key, just guitar and bass.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, this drummer walks up on stage, and I was like, fucking rock star, shows up 10 minutes of their set, just rolls up and sits down, and he's just tapping away on things, tuning his drum kit up, settling his shit in, and I was like, what is this guy's damage? Like, the drummer's 10 minutes late. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are just holding it down for him. Good job, asshole.
Yeah.
And then they drop into this freaky, freaky funk dub groove.
It was really good.
It was so good.
I really want to check them out.
Like, I will never in a million years speak a bad word about the way that they, like, perform their show. It was a performance.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that very often in the Boston local music scene. You don't see bands who are up there performing.
Yeah.
Like, they were...
They're playing, but they're not, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're up there interacting with their audience and bringing them in and really driving that showmanship. And that's something that's, like, really lost in the music scene these days, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited to check them out now.
Yeah. Oh, God,
they were
brutal.
Great. They were a band to throw your panties at, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds like it.
I mean, I'm automatically going to throw my panties at Decap because that's near and dear to my heart. And I totally got some
curls,
awesome...
Man.
Dave
she
was
totally
the curls.
So fan, so fangirl.
I'm
of those
great.
Photos are amazing. It was awesome.
I am totally fangirl, yep. With the camera and everything, like, down on my knees on the ground, like, yes, give it to me. And
give me the sexy face.
I do that with my best friend's band all the time, so I get that. Yeah. I totally fangirl out, and, like, it's
fun.
Bad.
Sometimes it's fun to be a fangirl. You don't have to be the groupie. You don't want to be the groupie, because then you got a bad, you know, but fangirl is awesome. Everybody
I let them know, like, look, if we're hanging out, like, I won't fangirl out. At the shows, all bets are off.
Fangirling it out.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, that was a great show. Saturday was the Magic Room. I went and I did backup vocals. The Few had their CD release. Headstock was officially released at the Magic Room. They played with Planetoid and The Force.
Nice.
It was a crazy show. Planetoid really rocked it. Like, yeah,
that's a really good lineup.
They played with somebody else, too.
Me?
Yeah. They were on stage with the Jay Soriano.
Yeah. Jaso up on the stage. I was
yay. I love seeing you on stage.
It was fun though.
You're so cute.
I don't know. I had a cute dress. No, see, we had a fiasco is what happened.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about this right now.
Oh, my God, the fashion fiasco.
The fashion fiasco. I've been traveling to Attleboro. It's been fun. Like, I like to do random things. I can never stay in the same place for more than, like, 5 minutes and, like, get sick of myself. So I try and, you know, keep myself moving. And we're doing this gig. Me and a friend are traveling back and forth from Attleboro the whole time. So we've been doing this practicing for probably close to 5 months now. And, so the time comes, we're even taking the commuter rail at this point, like we were getting rides, now we're actually hiking it, and we have to find these outfits. They're like, we want to keep like a 70s groove, like these are the guys from The Feud, Jamie, Kevin, Seamus, and Ryan. And they're like, we want to keep this kind of specific look we've got, so we want you girls to keep in specific colors, maybe like red, browns, a mustard or something. So like these guys are getting specific, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't even dress myself on a regular basis, like never mind dress myself specifically for this.
I love 70s mustard colors.
I'm awful. Like, I would not have, like, just the style of the clothing and that, like, my body is awkward, and like I wouldn't have survived. Like, I would have been an outcast. I would have been an awful thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how bell bottoms would work on you.
No, they wouldn't. Not, yeah, no, the leg ratio, leg torso
ratio is important with bell bottoms.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't have
otherwise
that.
Otherwise, you wind up looking like a wine glass.
I feel like, yeah, that wouldn't be good. So, no, we have this fiasco. We go to the garment district. We're exploring. It's 10 minutes before they close. I have no idea that they close early on, like, Fridays or something. So I'm at this garment district looking around, finding just about anything at this point, looking on the racks. Like, the garment district is set up in a way that they have everything categorized by decades, pretty much.
Yeah, like garment district.
It's a lot of used costumes and like stuff you would never really need, but could make something cool out of, or if you are a thrift shopper.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite.
Like it's a great place.
I haven't been there in a while, but remember they used to have a big pile of clothes, and
they still do by the pound.
I love it. Yeah, love that fucking thing.
I haven't had a chance to explore that yet, but it's exciting. So we went, and I found this awful skirt and blouse.
I didn't think of it until after you took it back, but I figured that the perfect description for that skirt is just like a couch cushion.
Yeah, like a 70s couch cushion.
Exactly.
A 70s
couch
cushion.
Tell me there
are
pictures of this, please.
No, not that awful. No.
She wouldn't let me take pictures.
God damn it. Anybody get anything.
Yeah, she would have probably stab me if I would have taken
draw
pictures.
Me out what it looks like. I really want to see I adore 70s clothes.
It was
bad.
I had a red blouse too, but it was a really awkward blouse. Like, it was satinish, like silkish blouse, but it had pockets on the front on both sides, and they were like ruffled, like
that
directly
really
over each of my boobs.
pleated pockets. Padded pleated pockets. The only thing that would have made this worse was shoulder pads.
Oh God.
And it was a
this is great. I'm so mad there are no pictures.
It was a
well that's why I had to go back.
It was bad.
I had to go back. So I went back the next day by myself, and I'm like hysterically almost about to cry. The people in the garment district are watching me about to cry because they have like a no refunds, no exchanges policy. And I was like, I was just here last night and I have a show to do today now, and I can't. And they were like, no. And like one of the women who was like, you could tell she was just really empathetic. Her eyes started like tearing up when mine did. And I was like, no, don't do that. You're going to make me really cry. And then we're going to both be crying, and you're still not going to give me my money back. So, no. It was an awkward that situation. Sucks. And then they tried to make me like sell it back to them, and I was just like, I'm not selling this back for 30% of what I paid or 60% store credit. And I was like, found another guy and was like, I need to, can I exchange $20 worth of stuff? And I bought two dresses, one for me and one for the other friend, and they ended up being the most adorable two dresses. They matched and everything, and like style wise and everything was perfect.
That's cute, then.
So it ended up being amazing, and it was a good weekend, all in all.
Nice.
Yeah. Casey was at that show as well. It was good seeing all
you
guys.
Yep. And the only reason why I didn't want to throw my panties at that band is because, I don't know, Crooked Coast was just better. I can't hate. I love the few.
No, totally different feel.
Totally different feel. If you hadn't performed that night, you would have agreed with me.
Yeah, I probably would have, but I can't because
because you're too awesome.
I can't do that to myself. No, my own ego. I have to stroke it. We're gonna hop into a musical break. That's our weekend rundown. Your band throw your panties at. What was their name again?
Crooked Coast.
Crooked Coast. Please look them up. We'll be back on Unregular Radio. Yeah, stay tuned.
Woo! Run away or hide it. drop him off, or you can meet me at the station. I'm beyond the hesitation. You're racking up miles to reach me. The ticket was void, the driver was lost, and the people on the bus are telling you to get off. Run, 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 run.
See me in love, see me in love, so attention, please.
Radio Unleashed on RegularRadio.com.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com.
It's just the noise that I make when Jackie comes in and out of break.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Sometimes I make it twice.
Oh, God. Jesus, help us all.
Shut up, Casey. Okay.
No, not you. Me and everything. This is good. No. How's it going, guys?
What's up, Jackie? Yeah.
Welcome back. We had a little extended musical break. Jess picked out our music today.
Yeah, I really just use it as an excuse to find new bands, and I just, like, Googled lesbian bands.
Nice, good job.
And, like,
job.
Saw what was out there. It was cool. There I came across some really good shit.
You did. A couple of those songs I actually really like enjoyed. I got to check them out myself again after.
Nice.
In the podcast.
Yeah, so, you know, anybody else, if you know, like, cool lesbian bands, post them on the page. Like, post any LGBT music you know.
Please do. Please. That's my goal for 2012, is to start incorporating more music. Doesn't even have to necessarily be LGBT. Just I'd like to get a lot of local music, a lot of mainstream music, a lot of just general more music, like, live.
Any of our listeners, if you make music, let us know.
We
take
requests.
If you have friends who make music, let us know.
Yes, exactly.
If you want to hear certain music, let us know.
You can contact us on Facebook. You can get us at instantfeedback@unregularradio.com or if@unregularradio.com. We'll be sure to answer you back and get all kinds of musical updates and requests. Please send us all of it.
Please. Love music here.
Yeah. I want to talk. We're going to, in a little bit, we're going to have a call in from a band, Mrs. Danvers.
Nice.
They're performing a show with our very own Unregulars, DJ Leah V from Beats, Rhymes, and Life.
Nice.
She's going to be performing there at Gillette Stadium, actually. It's going to be a queer dance party with DJ Sam, though.
That's cool. Gonna be awesome.
That sounds like a lot
so
of fun.
Awesome.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really exciting. Oh, we got a call coming in. Hang on 1 second. Hello, caller. You're live on the air on Unregular Radio.
Hi there. This is Ann Driscoll from Mrs. Danvers calling.
Hi.
Hello.
Ann. Hi, Ann.
How are you?
This is Jackie.
Yes, it is. You're live on the air with us right now.
Great. I'm great, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How's I hear you've got a big show coming up?
Yeah, Saturday. It's Saturday, January 28th at Showcase Live, Patriot Place. Mrs. Danvers, DJ Leah, JD Simpson, and many more. It's going to be a great show.
Nice.
It sounds like it's going to be so good. So good.
Tell us a little bit about your music in particular. How long have you been performing as Mrs. Danvers? Tell us about your band, members, names, stuff like that.
Mrs. Danvers formed in the winter of 2009, and it consists of me, Ann Driscoll, Steph Barker on drums, Randy Bernier on trumpet and keyboards, and Di Berry on bass. And we all met at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and wanted to form the most killer all-girl rock band in existence. And that was the goal. And
nice.
We've been performing for over 2 years now, so almost 2 years actually.
Well, congratulations!
Cool,
nice.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got a bunch of tickets today, actually, to give away to our listeners for your show.
Oh, awesome!
We've got cool. 4 pairs of tickets today that we're going to be giving away to the first 4 people to get in touch with us via either Facebook Instant Feedback, phone call, or Unregular Radio Instant Feedback, if@unregularradio.com. First 4 people to get in touch with us will get 2 tickets each to the Mrs. Danvers, Leah V, and DJ Samso dance party.
People, you want these.
You do. This is going to be a big deal.
You want these.
It's going to be a fun time.
I'm upset that I can't win them.
Yeah.
We might be able to hook you up with something somewhere down the line for participating with the show and helping us out.
That sounds heady.
We've got a lot. We're going to be giving these away all week. We'll be doing them through the Facebook page as well, helping you guys promote your show. And obviously, thank you for calling us and explaining us, telling us about your band and where you came from.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited because we're launching our Kickstarter that Saturday to complete the rest of our record, which we've been working on for quite some time. It's been a labor of love, and we just have to get it mixed now. And our putting together the Kickstarter to do that final push so that we can hopefully release this record this spring, looking in March. It's a full-length album with a lot of songs that we've been performing for a while now, and given the full studio treatment. And we're very excited to be able to get this together and release this to our fans who supported us for so long.
That's awesome. That's so exciting.
Congratulations.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, thank you.
I look forward to hearing what you've got for your music, and I wish you the best of luck with your Kickstarter as well.
Hey, thank you. And if anyone's interested, you can go to MrsDanvers.com and listen to stream some songs and check out more information about who we are, where we came from, videos, photos, press quotes, and learn more about us, and hopefully we'll see you on Saturday.
Cool. Do you want to plug that show one more time for everybody? Tell them what's going on.
Yeah. So the show is Saturday, January 28th at Showcase Live, which is in Foxborough, Massachusetts. It's part of the same complex where the Patriots play.
Nice.
And I believe they just won, right?
Yes, they did.
It's a big story.
I believe we're going to the Super Bowl.
So yes. I don't necessarily follow football, but go Pats.
Yeah, seriously. Me either.
That's the right thing to say.
I think. Nice.
And it's going to be the best queer dance party maybe ever in the history of queer dance parties, because you have DJ Leah, who is in the studio now, I believe, right?
We didn't grab her today. We tried, but we've got some of her tickets in here. She gave us some stuff to give away, so got some flyers for everybody around the studio. Well,
she was voted best DJ in all of Boston.
I know.
By Boston Music Awards. So you have the best DJ, J.D. Sampson, of one of my favorite bands, La Tigra. And Men, certainly a hero of mine since I was a young lass. And Mrs. Danvers, so it's going to be live music, electronic music, DJ sets, it's going to be really fun, and it's 18+, so it's, welcoming to all folks, and it'll be a great time, so make sure to check it out this Saturday, January 28th at Showcase Live.
Thank you so much for calling and updating us on all your stuff. We'll make sure to give these tickets away. And please, everybody, check out Mrs. Danvers and Leah V and J.D. Sampson. I mean, this is going to be a queer dance party, Jackie, to remember. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we hope to see you there, too, Jackie. So.
Sure thing.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Wow.
That's
nice.
Going to be a great night.
That's a big deal.
That
I'm
sounds like
so
a lot
excited
of fun.
For the queer dance party at the Patriots Stadium.
Nothing better.
Yeah. Especially right now, this time of year, where we're going to the Super Bowl, yeah. I guess.
A little celebration, because we're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
We better win.
I'm just going to not worry about that at this point.
I'm the worrier. I worry enough for all of us, yeah. So none of you have to.
I'm not really that concerned, like, about...
See, I only am because it's only because it's the Giants. Because last time when they played them and we fucking lost,
yeah,
I was working that day. So when I got out of my shift, I ran 3 miles to my friend's house just to watch them lose. And I was so upset.
Aww.
That they have to win now.
Yeah, that won't be, no. That's not right. We're going to hop into a really quick musical break and come back with some articles for you. Keep it locked. UnregularRadio.com. This is Three Strange Women.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance? Let us
You're listening to UnregularRadio.com, Boston's best online radio.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. We just had our phone call from Anne from Mrs. Danvers. It was great talking with her. We've still got those four pairs of tickets for our first four listeners who get in touch with us.
That's going to be a great night.
It is. It's a big deal for them. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Please get in touch with us. if@unregularradio.com. Get in touch via Facebook. We'll get those tickets right out to you.
Yeah.
We're going to start talking about some articles now. We've got my personal favorite. I had to lead into this article via the Bad Romance song.
I love that freaking song.
My lovely obsession with Lady Gaga. This is a pretty big deal. Lady Gaga will be launching her Born This Way Foundation with the Harvard Graduate School of Education. So that means pretty much that Lady Gaga is going to be coming to Boston.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Not only Boston, but like Harvard.
Which is a 3-minute walk from my house.
Pretty much, yeah. And like a 10-minute drive from mine, so.
Oh my goodness.
What I would like to do here is try and, you know, pull some strings, maybe get some ins. I've started looking
press
up the right people.
Of some sort.
Yeah, maybe a press pass, get an interview, let her know that, like, we're working for the same cause over here, kinda.
And waterproof eyeliner, because we are going to ball our eyes out.
Oh, yeah, lots of waterproof, waterproof everything, and, oh my God, I wouldn't even know what to wear. I can't
even think about that right now.
I know. It makes me so nervous.
I'm going to be so anxious.
I would do just about anything.
Yep.
Just about anything. You could tell me to do something and I would probably do it because I would want to go meet Lady Gaga.
Yep.
And interview her. Not just meet her. I don't want to be like that fan that's like, oh my God. Like, I'm going to keep it together. I have to like keep my cool. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I might cry for a minute. No, I don't know if I would actually cry. I don't think
I feel
I'm
like
that
you'd
fan.
Cry like before and after. Like you'd cry and like right as it was happening, you'd suck it up and like you'd be great and like you'd walk away and be like, oh my God.
That's probably what would happen.
I could see that happening.
Oh God. So no, this is a great article. I got it from the Huffington Post entertainment section this time. So, we get a lot of stuff from Huffington Post because
yeah,
they post some good stuff every once in a while. But, quoting the article, Gaga has long been an advocate of tolerance and has pushed the anti-bullying message through a number of platforms. She spoke out and called for bullying to be made illegal after the suicide of a gay student in September and sent a moving video message to a teen on anti-bullying campaign in November. In December, she spoke with President Obama, sharing her experience and ideas on how to eradicate intolerance amongst the youth in America. The Born This Way Foundation, a non-charitable organization, will address issues like self-confidence, well-being, anti-bullying, mentoring, and career development and advocacy.
I love how passionate about it she is.
I know, it's great.
It's so inspiring.
It is.
It's nice to see a pop star, like, not just be all about sex and actually, like, stand for a cause and use their celebrity status to make
to
something
do anything
positive out of it.
Other than getting a club for free. Do anything but that.
A lot of celebrities are just, like, really stupid. And
that's what I admire about her, is that she's...
without wearing panties.
Yeah. But
and
she
Lady
can
Gaga's
be that
not
girl.
Like,
she can walk around and be that and perform that, but she's got substance under who she is. And, like,
yeah.
there's a
Like, I go back and forth on her music a lot because, like, it's not really my kind of music, but yeah. I will follow Gaga till the day I die.
Oh, sure. Just because she's an interesting, like, it's a shit show. You can't not watch
it. Yeah, no, not even that. She's just she's amazing. She is amazing.
She came up just as a singer from New York, like, doing her own thing, and, like, she made it big one day. Like, yeah. She, determination, love, and support. Like, if that's what it takes, if you want to be something, I'm a firm believer that you can't not be something if you want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want it bad enough, anything can be yours.
Yeah.
That's my motivational speech for the day. But I'm really inspired by Lady Gaga. I would love to just meet her and figure out what's going on, like, in her head. I'm wondering what, like, kind of questions I would be allowed to ask, like, if they're going to censor me. Obviously, they're going to censor
that
me.
Would be, it would be so surreal if that got to happen.
Yeah, like, somebody I was speaking to about it was like, there might be a list of things you actually can't ask. And I would be like, ooh, that's kind of cool, but, like, I don't know how that even works. Like, I mean, somebody at that stature, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I feel like there's nothing...
that she wouldn't want to talk about.
Not even that, but, like, there's nothing... I don't want to say controversial, because obviously there is, but, like, there's no crazy things out there. Obviously, like, she is who she is, and, like, everybody just... she doesn't hide things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's, like, a picture with her, like, has a studded leather jacket on, and, like, a garter, leather garters and fishnets and, like, combat boots. It's pretty hot.
I do question a lot of her outfits, though.
Yeah. I don't understand them necessarily, but I get it. Like, it's fun. She does what she does to get attention, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I understand it. I just am all about comfort.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty, I dress moderately as well. But, I mean, if you paid me the way she gets paid, yeah,
it would be a lot of fun. Yeah, and I'm sure if I looked like that, like, I'd be down.
Yeah. If I had that body, too, I'd do a lot of things. But no, that's really exciting. I can't wait for the launch of this foundation. Lady Gaga is my obsession. Yeah. I don't know. And Tomor and I have this weird conversation all the time. He's like, I want to watch you whenever you meet Lady Gaga. I need to be there just to watch you. I want to see if you hit on her. I'm like, yeah, we could do that. That'll definitely
work. Like, I love Tomor.
He's like, I feel like you'd freak out. And, like, we get into the argument of freaking out. It's a good time. Oh, jeez. But another article I want to talk about is, I found one that is the 5 reasons that lesbians make the best parents. And it came with 5 really good points. All these are posted in the Facebook group. You can check it out. There's 5 reasons, according to this article, found at cafemom.com. It's, number 1 is their children are wanted. It's not like lesbians generally get pregnant accidentally or even without a great deal of forethought. The children of lesbians are wanted and prepared for it. That counts for a lot in terms of parenting commitment.
Yeah.
So that's like, it does make sense. Like, they're going to work hard to raise a child and, like, take care of it. And you're putting a lot of thought and planning.
Yeah, it's not something you take lightly when...
You don't get pregnant by accident if you're in a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what's... kind of implied there
most of the time.
Number 2 is their children learn tolerance, open-mindedness, and gender parity early. Kids who are raised in lesbian households are exposed right away to the idea that all families don't look the same, that people sometimes make judgments that are not right and fair, and that tasks and behaviors sometimes thought to be gender specific or gender determined are often not.
Lesbians don't raise douchebags.
Exactly. Their kids get to understand that anybody can play a particular role in society. It's the person, not the gender label. Identity. Yeah. 3 is their children may learn early to stand up to fight for what's right. Although it may be hard to see a bright side of children being teased for having families that are different, it may help them to learn to take a stand for what they believe in and what they know to be true and just. So, yeah. Like, if you're... That does make sense. Like, if you're breeding that type of a... you're raising your child, it comes down to, like, nature versus nurture, almost, and, like, the nurture in that situation is going to raise somebody who's naturally going to be a little bit more open-minded, I think.
Yeah, and more aware of people's feelings and just everything.
Yeah, because I don't think, like, if you're going to raise a child, I don't think your child's going to grow up and be like, oh my god, now I hate my moms.
Yeah.
Like, lesbians are awful. You know, whatever. 4 is their marriages were hard won. Let's face it, many of us straight parents take marriage and the benefits that it can provide for granted. Gay couples have worked hard for the right to marry in some states. though the research shows that heterosexual and same-sex marriages don't fundamentally differ in terms of commitment and satisfaction, I would contend that having two parents who are keenly aware of the benefits of marriage and commitment can only work to a family's benefit. Yeah. So, like, they have the same, like, if you're married, you got the same mentality. Like, you're in it to for life.
Yeah,
like,
you're in it for life and for love.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. And then this is the last point she makes. This is a mom, like, this is an article written by a mom who is, like, at a baseball game watching her children, their children all play in this a lesbian family, and the mom is like, oh, I would love to share my emotional baggage with another woman about my family, because my husband doesn't, like,
yeah,
you know, whatever. But this is her last point is, they can share the worry and mom guilt equally. I can't speak for you, but in my household, although my husband and I share parenting duties pretty equally, I can darn near 100% of the worry I carried, nearly 100% of the worry and guilt, and it's me, the mother, who wakes up bolt upright in the middle of the night in a fit of panic, forgetting the school field trip or after school registration or birthday party RSVP. While my husband blissfully sleeps through the night, imagine waking up in the middle of the night and finding your fellow mom also awake and concerned and taking action. Yeah, see what my baseball mom friend meant? And then at the bottom of this little thing it has, do you think lesbians may well make good parents as well? And it's a good little forum. There's a lot of, you can check out the article, a lot of good opinions underneath too. By,
I like the way that was written.
It was cool. She did a nice job.
Yeah.
I think I've read studies too, like, that just have said parents who raise gay children often find that their children are more intelligent, like, study wise, and like they're more focused and have a calmer demeanor.
Probably better well adjusted.
Yeah, usually is what comes around. But
yeah,
we had a couple good articles today. It was nice to hear from Mrs. Danvers again. It is.
God damn it!
It's that time, guys.
I hate this time.
We're gonna have to wrap things up a little bit, but keep us tuned. Next is the Audio Spectrum with Jonathan Santorelli.
Yes.
This has been Three Strange Women on Unregular Radio with Miss Jackie, Jessica, and Ty.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. See you next week, or
yeah,
something.
Wow. Six strings and gasoline, bad ideas and jukebox dreams, barroom fights and holy skis, calamities alive for me. Drunk from the night before, there's a girl pass out beside me. Someone's pounding on the door. What a lovely mess I'm in again. Shit, was that his girlfriend? Well, I better get out of here before he knows where I went. Six strings and gasoline, bad ideas and jukebox dreams, barroom fights and holy scenes. All MIT's alive for me. Change, but I lost him in the end. Cause his brain's overbought my friends time and time again. Besides, he was a son of a bitch. He treated her like shit. Like a gambling man, I took a chance. The winner, charm and wit. Six strings and gasoline, bad ideas and jukebox dreams, barroom fights and holy schemes. Calamity's alive for me. Turned down a good time, I couldn't if I tried. And if I said I felt ashamed, well, you best believe I lied. So fly high the Jolly Roger, our flag of liberty, and let's raise a toast to all